Okay, we still don't have an intro, but we might have someone working on an intro right now, and so just hang tight with that one. Okay, we still don't have a very good way of recording this. We still have Cal on the phone right now. Cal, actually, I think I'm gonna just call you Cal, and you can call me Comer, 'cause your name is kind of hard to say.
Yeah, I don't really like it anyways. I want to get it changed.
Yeah, maybe in the future they'll have some way you can change your username. But okay, so there isn't a whole lot of actually there is no Minecraft news this week. I couldn't find anything. I didn't really look on the forum, but there wasn't any snapshots. So yeah.
What about 4.2 pre-release?
12W43A. Yeah, that isn't out yet. Maybe 44, but I here, let me just check. 12W44A. What do you think we should add to Minecraft? I wrote down I think they should add like a new world with humans and pigmen in it. Like just those would be like one of the only few mobs in it, and it would be like a new world, like similar to the overworld biome, I mean overworld we have right now. I also thought about like I don't know if I've said this in the last episode or like, well, I guess I apologize in advance in case I say anything twice from last episode to this episode. I was careless and I didn't really write some stuff down, so I think they should add a tundra biome that's like mostly gravel.
We already have a tundra biome, but it doesn't have gravel in it. Oh.
What is the tundra? They have a tundra biome?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'm not entirely sure. I know there was something on Reddit where a person came up with a list of biomes that they wanted to have.
Yeah.
They came up with a list of like 30 m more biomes that they wanted, and that was a pretty cool list.
Yeah. I think in that biome there should be like moose and grizzly bears. And the moose would eat moss, that like a new vegetation block called moss that would like grow on the gravel in the tundra biome, and you could breed the moose by feeding it moss. And also, grizzly bears would live in the tundra, and I don't know what they would eat.
They'd probably be like wolves and just kill all the passive mobs around.
Well, you mean the aggressive mobs?
No, grizzlies. Like wolves, before
Yeah,
you
but
tame them.
wolves don't kill passive mobs. Well, they only kill passive mobs if you attack them. Well, I mean dog. Okay, well, wolves. Do wolves really do that?
Dude, wolves, before you tame them, they will hunt for survival, and they usually kill sheep or other passive mobs in the biome.
Oh.
That's why you kind of want to,
I didn't know that.
yeah, you want to
That's why you
tame them as
fence them
soon as
in.
possible.
Yeah, okay.
They don't kill
I'm
your.
sorry, that was kind of stupid of me not to know. Well, anyway, yeah, that's. Yeah. They would kill chickens. Chickens,
Wait,
and
what?
also other vegetation blocks. They'd eat that too. I also think they should, like, add. I think I said this in the last episode, but like a mountain biome that would go way above the cloud level. That'd be pretty. Invincible beacons. I thought that maybe in the like in the end, if you placed a beacon, the Ender Dragon wouldn't be able to destroy it, and like the blocks, all the blocks within like a certain radius would be couldn't be destroyed by the Ender Dragon.
That'd be a pretty good
Yeah,
idea.
also, I thought like they should add like tomatoes and to like to put on like pizza, and you could also eat the tomatoes raw, and you could cook the tomatoes and make tomato soup and put it in a bowl and stuff. I think you should also just be, I think they should make it so that you can take any combination of like food things you can eat and mix them together and make any different type of food. I think they should add like tree nuts and peppers and bananas and oats. And then I thought maybe they should actually make an apple tree instead of apples coming out of oak trees, because that to me doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, it's kind of lame if you ask me.
And then instead of wheatgrass, just wild wheat that would grow. And I mean, because the wheatgrass, because how do you get wheat from just regular grass? That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me either. Cheese, where you could just like take a bucket of milk and put it in a furnace and it would turn into cheese. And also like jam. You could make it from like different types of berries, maybe. And then you could slice bread. I think, okay, and then I think that maybe wheat should be like a little harder to get, but then bread you could cut into slices, and then each slice would do like two ham bones, would heal like two ham bones, and then if you put jam on it, it would heal like three, and then there'd be like four slices of bread in each loaf. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then I think they should make like a tool for making juice, and you could like squeeze juice out of berries and apples and stuff. And I just came up with this like a couple minutes ago. Flying in peaceful mode. I mean like you could toggle it on and off like when you started the world, but like if you had a survival world and you went into peaceful mode, it'd be still survival everything, but it'd be peaceful, and then you'd also be able to fly. I think that would be really neat.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. This is gonna be a really short episode because there isn't really a whole lot of news. That took up like a huge chunk of our podcast last time. Well, I mean, most podcasts are like 45 minutes to an hour, right? And ours was only 30 minutes last time. Okay, well, moving on to the square table discussion. Isn't that a funny name, square table discussion for Minecraft? I actually made a like a world where I made like a thing called Minecraft in a Bottle Epic Clubhouse, like a restaurant type thing, just in case we ever had a server and we made a video format. I thought that might be kind of cool, so I just made that for fun, but I don't know, we might decide to do that sometime. But anyway, what is your favorite block and why?
Ice.
So let's start with you, Cal.
Yeah.
What's your favorite block?
Ice.
Ice? Oh, ice. Why do you like ice?
Well, 'cause it's like having a bunch of buckets, except for they're stackable the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
If you put them underneath half slabs, you can run super fast. And ice is pretty much infinite, so there's no way you can really run out.
Yeah. Well, but how do you, but it's, you can only get ice if you have a silk touch pick. And you can only get a silk touch pick if you're if you have a lot of levels and you've already found diamonds.
So? It's not that hard.
Yeah, that's a good one. I suppose, well, could, do liquid blocks count?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's, I don't have a, my favorite isn't a liquid block, but I was just wondering, but anyway. I think, I really like, emerald blocks. Because, well, they're kind of pretty to look at. And when you take them apart, you can buy stuff with them. I already, just today, I traded in, like, 18 emeralds, and I got, like, an enchanted diamond chest plate. Like, protection 1.
Enchantment.
Protection 1.
Really? I have a protection 4 diamond chest plate that I'm wearing right now.
Well, I know, but I got it from a villager.
Dude, Nathan, he has,
Nathan who?
F.
Our listeners don't know who that is.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, anyway, a friend of ours.
Yeah, a friend of ours, he has a villager that gives him protection 2 diamond chest plate for 1 emerald.
No way.
No, like, he gives him, a diamond chest plate and an emerald. So it's not like he just gives him an emerald and he gives him...
Oh, so he just enchants it for him.
Yeah, protection 2, but for 1 emerald, that's really good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Protection's the best enchantment that there is for armor, and you're not always guaranteed to get it.
Yeah, because it because protection gives you everything.
Yeah, it protects you from everything, whereas my fire protection 4 pants that I'm wearing protect me from fire, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you need extra protection from fire.
This world that I'm playing in right now is, I haven't had it for very long, so I don't have that much stuff, but I have, well, today I got that, diamond chest plate from the villager, but, I've had, like, full iron armor this entire time because I found it in the village.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had a really awesome 1.3 seed that gave me, like, I spawned in a desert next to, right next to a jungle temple and 2 villages. And I got, like, a bunch of obsidian and diamonds and emeralds and iron.
Uh-huh.
Like, a whole bunch of stuff. And, so I had full iron armor, and it's, like, almost dead by now.
Yeah, I have full... I'm wearing full diamond armor right now.
Yeah.
And, I just had a creeper blow up right behind me, a couple minutes ago, and I took half a heart of damage.
Yeah.
That protection for diamond chest plate is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's just, like, indestructible.
Yeah, it's funny how, like... We were just talking about emerald blocks, and now we're talking about diamond chest plates.
Oh, so?
It's a good discussion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm building, like, this huge double helix thing right now out of cobblestone in the middle of the desert on top of a mountain.
Nice. For all of our viewers, in case you haven't figured this out, we're playing as we narrate this.
Yeah. Well, we don't always do that. We didn't do it last time. Well, I don't know about you, but I didn't do it last time. But this time, it's kind of fun to play while you're doing it. Because then you think of stuff while you're actually... You're actually playing the game.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what I was just going to say. Whatever. I was just at my grandma's, and I found this really cool seed, and you spawn, right next to a jungle temple, a desert temple. Well, you spawn in a forest right next to a desert, and there's a desert temple right in front of you, and you, inside the temple, there is 4 iron, 2 emeralds, 13 gold, 25 rotten flesh, and 18 bones. And Also, right around you spawn right in a forest biome, next to a jungle biome. Well, the jungle biome's a little ways away, you'll have to find that. But there's also an ocean biome, I think, and what are those frozen biomes? The snow biome?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a snow biome too.
There's like.
You know, I think they should just. Oh, in that snow biome, there's a huge frozen lake, like huge frozen lake.
Yeah, it might be frozen ocean. 'Cause I
No,
know
it's not.
for
It's not frozen ocean because it's just a big lake. There's forest on all sides of it.
Okay.
But it's yeah. You know what I think they should do is just get rid of the snow biomes and make. And just make seasons. That'd be so much cooler. You divide 365 Minecraft days into four seasons, and then you just have the seasons just change interchange. And that would give like a lot of cool new possibilities for maybe like mob migration or something. That'd be really neat. Like you'd see like certain mobs only certain times of the year, which would make them more rare, and then you could get then you could it I don't know, it'd just add a cool fun new challenge to the game.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty really neat.
By the way, what do you think of the slimes in swamp biomes?
Oh, I think that is so awesome.
I hate it.
Really? I think that's so awesome because before slimes were so hard to get, and I was always complaining about how valuable sticky pistons are, but like how little you can use them for and stuff.
Well, you can use them for a lot of stuff.
I know, but somebody who's not like a genius with redstone doesn't really like myself. I pretty much only make doors with them.
Oh, see, for me, what I do is I always, I always make, like, automated pumpkin farms in my world.
I can never find pumpkins. I've never found
They either
pumpkins.
find them or I trade them with villagers or something like that.
Well, where do you usually find them?
I don't know. I found one of my pumpkins from, I think it was an Extreme Hills biome, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
So if that's not possible, if you're a viewer and you know that's not possible, just don't hate me. But,
Yeah. Well, and if you're a viewer and you know where to find them, please just email me because I really like pumpkins.
yeah, but anyways, I think they go in all biomes except for like desert and maybe a few others.
Well, I mean, but isn't there like a special place to find them?
Not really.
Oh. So they're just random like everything else.
Kind of, I think.
Okay. Actually, I did find pumpkins once when I first started Minecraft, but just once.
Yeah, for me, the reason why I do not, back to the slime subject, why I do not like slimes is because they're always clogging up my mob systems.
Oh, 'cause do you live in a swamp?
One of my houses is in a swamp, but the main problem I have with that is I have a dual skeleton spawner
Yeah.
in a swamp. So, like,
Oh, yeah.
amazingly fast. I get about 600 skeletons an hour,
Yeah.
and I'm not even kidding. My game almost crashed once because it was so fast.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely crazy. But then sometimes, if I haven't gone up to the surface and killed all the slimes,
Yeah.
at like half that rate, or not even.
Yeah. Oh, I just got an idea for our website. If somebody emails us a snapshot of one of their epic builds, I'm going to use that, make sure it's a nice looking artistic snapshot. But if you do email us a snapshot of one of your really cool builds, we'll pick the, I mean, if there's more than one, then me and Cal will decide which one is the best, but we'll use that as the, the cover for our website. Well, if you've ever been on our website, it's called, minecraftinabottle.podomatic.com, but if you look on the front, there'll be, like, right now, I think there's a wither or something. In the place of the wither, there'll be, somebody's epic build. And if you want your build to be there, just email us a snapshot of it, and we'll the best builder of the week. Every 2 weeks we'll be doing a podcast. It's a bi-weekly podcast, but best
build... podcast once a week though.
What?
Do a podcast once a week.
Well, I thought it was gonna be bi-weekly since we skipped last week.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, anyway, the best build will get put on there and. Yeah, well, it'll be changed every other week, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we are still, this is still a developing podcast, and, I don't know, it's still, we still are working out the bugs and everything, so if you guys could email us some suggestions on things we should work on, that's always helpful. I mean, don't send us hate mail, but, I mean, just constructive criticism, I guess.
Yeah.
It's always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You can... Any of our listeners can contact us at minecraftinabottle@gmail.com. And yeah, I said our website. It's minecraftinabottle.podomatic.com. We have our YouTube channel, but we still haven't uploaded anything on that. I think we might just we won't upload our actual episodes on that. We'll just do, like, if we have a LP we want to do, or just, like, an adventure map or something. Also, if anyone could, I don't really know how to do it, but if anyone, knew how to send us videos, we might upload them onto our YouTube channel and promote your channel, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If our channel gets popular, it's obviously not popular at this point, but
yep. Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah.
So, for, what's our square table discussion going to be?
Next week?
No, what was it this time?
Oh, what's your favorite block?
Oh, that's right. Here's another section that I thought would be good to put in. What is your favorite Minecraft song?
Your favorite Minecraft song?
Or song of the week. Yeah, what do you think?
You mean like a new section or just like for a square table discussion?
Whatever. Well, anyways, my favorite song in Minecraft is...
About Minecraft?
Like a Block.
Like a Block?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. I haven't heard of that.
It's not... Yeah, it's pretty funny, but...
Who's it by?
Also, not the greatest at the same time.
Who's it by?
I'm not sure. Just look up, like, a Block, I think.
Okay. Well, whoever wrote that, Kelvin thinks you have a really good song.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm working on this double helix thing, and I just messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. I just messed up, like, really bad.
Yeah. Oh, here's another question I have. Comer360, what is your favorite, what is your favorite type of spawner?
My favorite type of spawner? I don't know. My favorite type of spawner, probably, a zombie spawner.
Why?
Well, because zombie spawners are the, well, zombies are the easiest to kill.
Oh, I'm not.
And, I mean, they don't always spawn with weapons. So, they're the least likely to, well, they hurt you the least, I think.
No, but I mean, like, what's your favorite? Let's say that you set up an experience trap.
Yeah.
Favorite for that?
Oh, probably a slime.
Slime?
Yeah, because, well, slimes are really awesome.
If you find a dungeon and you set up a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite type of mob that you would like to have in your mob spawner?
A slime spawner, because they give, well, because slimes, once they break apart, they give you more and more XP per, like, actual slime.
Okay, no, I don't think you understand my question. A spawner that's in the game, you know, like the ones that are the little cages with the monsters inside them?
Yeah.
They don't have slime spawners.
They don't have slime spawners?
No, that's why they're so rare.
Oh, okay. Well, if there was a slime spawner, I'd want that.
Oh.
One
that's in the game?
Probably just a zombie spawner.
Okay. Elaborate. Why?
Because, like I said before, they're not very, they're easy to kill, and they don't hurt you as much as other mobs can.
Yeah, but if you have an experience trap set up, then they shouldn't hurt you at all.
An experience trap? Well, yeah.
Yeah, like you have them inside a contained area. They go up a water ladder or something.
Well, then probably, skeletons, because they give you better drops than, yeah, probably a skeleton spawner.
Okay, for me, in 1.3, skeleton spawners are my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Now, as of 1.4, it's kind of a tie between skeleton and zombies.
Yeah, why do you like zombies more now?
Because zombie spawners, as of now,
yeah,
where I got my carrots and potatoes.
Oh, they...
They drop carrots and potatoes, and then from there, I just...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, and then...
I've been, like, freaking out. I've just been killing all my pigs, because, like, they're so useless now, because I couldn't get carrots.
Yeah.
Yes! That is so awesome.
Yeah, but anyways, so... I like skeletons, too, because the thing with zombies...
Yeah.
That I'm at my zombie spawner right now.
Yeah.
And right now, the way I have it set up, they're falling and they're landing at 3 hearts. Now, if you're going to tell me to lower the drop height by 1, they all die instantly if I lower it by 1. And there's no real area in between that I can get them.
Yeah.
To where they're a one-hit kill. And I've spent hours upon hours, and actually right now I'm building a suffocator with a piston.
Uh-huh.
But they're really not the greatest, whereas skeletons, you can get them down to a one-hit kill.
Do you know exactly how many blocks they're falling?
Yep. 23, I think.
23 blocks? Okay, y'all remember that. 23 blocks.
I believe it's 23.
Okay. So you can fall... do zombies have the same amount of hearts as the player?
They probably would, because they're supposed to be dead versus the player.
Yeah.
So, they might, but I'm not entirely sure on that one.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Well, we don't actually have any topics to talk about right now, but, yeah. Well, that person who's making our intro, that's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, so, kudos to sorry if I mispronounced your name, but Aiden Hoig, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah. If he mispronounces your name, then just, tell us how to pronounce it.
Anyways, so,
Yeah.
He's making our intro. It'll be pretty sweet. Sorry.
We don't know anything about it, though. We know nothing about it.
Yeah,
but
he also
thanks a lot
to
him,
because...
Yeah, thanks, like, a ton to him, because We couldn't really think of anything for our intro.
Yeah, I'm terrible with audio stuff.
Yeah. Right now I'm the one who's doing all the editing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. This is great.
Okay, so, another question here.
Yeah.
What is your favorite enchantment or any tool?
Or any armor?
Any tool, any armor, doesn't matter. Your favorite enchantment for what and why?
My favorite enchantment.
Yep.
Can it be, like, multiple enchantments? Or just one? Just one enchantment?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say one enchantment. Okay, so, probably protection? Either, I can't decide between protection, armor, and, unbreaking tools. Probably protection, armor, because unbreaking tools still break.
Yeah, but protection breaks your armor faster.
It does. But I know, but I think I like protection better.
I personally like silk touch and unbreaking.
Oh yeah, you're the one who said you liked ice.
Yeah, I like ice. I built a house out of ice.
For real?
Cool.
You built a house out of ice?
Well, it's more like a castle.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So my favorite would by far be Unbreaking 3, Silk Touch 1, and Efficiency 4.
No, just one enchantment. Just say, okay, so what's your one favorite enchantment? Yeah, just your one favorite enchantment.
One favorite enchantment?
Yeah.
Protection.
Protection, yeah.
Definitely.
Good enchantment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm sure that's a lot of people's favorite.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Which one do you find to be more useful? Okay, so, anvil?
Yeah.
Or an enchanting table?
Ooh. Probably an enchantment table, because you can't actually get enchantments with an anvil. I know you can repair stuff, but you can always just go kill more spiders and get the same enchantment.
Not really. It's a really good, like...
Well, I know, but, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about. You're the enchantment guy.
Yeah, Nebris, he has this really, really good sword. And it is absolutely crazy what it is.
I just fell and lost 5 hearts.
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
Protection for, Feather Falling 4 boots, my favorite. But anyway, he has, like, this really, really good sword. And he also has a super good bow.
Oh, what are they? What are the enchantments?
The bow enchantment is Infinity 1, Flame 2, Punch 2, and Power 5.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
An uber bow.
I know. Anyways, so, I'm not sure if you can repair bows, because they're not, like, metal or anything. So it wouldn't really make
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
You might be able to repair it with sticks or string. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Probably string. Might be able to restring your bow.
Maybe. But anyways, and he also has a really good sword that's, like, Sharpness 4, Fire Aspect, I think it's 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bane of Arthropods 2, Smite 2, and I think that's it. And it is really good. So for him, he obviously wants to keep those tools around as long as he possibly can.
Well, yeah. The only reason I said that is because... said that about you being able to get the same enchantments is because right now I don't have enough bookshelves to get that good of enchantments. So I'm, like, the best enchantments I can get are, like, level 8.
Really?
Yeah. So,
build a reed farm.
Yeah, well, I know, but, I only have 2 cows, and...
What do you, oh yeah, weather, that's right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't need better enchantments. I like the enchantments that I get.
On level 8?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
You should try my super suit of diamond armor. It's all protection 3, and protection 4, diamond chest plate, and feather falling 4.
I know, but I just feel like I'm cheating if I have way too good enchanted stuff. I know it's, like, in the game and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I like just little enchantments.
Well,
it gives a challenge.
If you can build an anvil, if you get enough iron, you can always just, set up something where... You get really tiny enchantments, and then you mix them together.
I know, but you can't get... the anvil is pretty much only, like, if you have, say, a protection... So say you had 2 swords. Yeah. One is a fire aspect 1, and a sharpness 3, and the other one is a fire aspect 3 and sharpness 1. You put it together, and then you get sharpness 3, fire aspect 3. Right?
Well, sharpness 3 really isn't all that great. Sharpness 5, I think.
No, I know. That's not what I'm talking about. But that's what the anvil is for. But if you put say the sword had fire aspect 3 and fire aspect 3. If you put it in there, you wouldn't get fire aspect 6, you'd just get fire aspect 3.
No, you get fire aspect 4. Wait,
no.
What's the max for fire aspect? Is it 3 or is it 4?
I don't know, but it doesn't add the 2 enchantments together, you just get, the highest one.
Yeah, you do. If you have an unbreaking, no, if you have an efficiency 3 and an efficiency 2, I think it is, you can get an efficiency 5.
No. Okay, whatever you say. Whatever you say, Cal.
Okay.
Let's see, how much... Well, we have 37 minutes down.
Okay.
That's like 7 minutes more than the last episode. Let's just... I think we should wrap it up, because, I don't know, I don't think we have much else to say. Wow, this double helix thing is really coming along. I think our, this will be our first epic build thing. If anybody else, emails us stuff, we'll definitely use it, but, wow. Actually, this looks kind of cool. Oh, this is on top of a mountain, so I'm gonna, like, just a minute, okay, never mind, let's just wrap this up. Okay, so I'm just gonna say, don't forget to email us your suggestions on our podcast, also email us your epic builds and possibly seeds. Don't forget to email us that with the snapshot of the stuff, and or a description. Well, I mean, for the seeds, just email us a description. You don't have to do a snapshot, but your epic builds, it wouldn't be much without the snapshot, and just, yeah. Maybe you can give us a description if we can't tell what it is. Check out, our email is minecraftinabottle@gmail.com. Our website is minecraftinabottle.podomatic.com. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/minecraftinabottle. We haven't uploaded anything onto that yet. And, yeah, I think that's gonna be it. So, maybe next week we might have an intro and an outro, but, yeah. See ya.